Welcome back. This is WCRB in concert with Odyssey Opera and Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco. I'm Chris Voss. Don't forget, you can find out a lot more information about upcoming broadcasts of WCRB in concert when you visit the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. There you also find more information about Odyssey Opera's upcoming 2018-2019 season, which gets going a week from now on Saturday. Now, this season, they have thematically split the year in half. In the spring, they will be presenting three operas on The Face That Launched a Thousand Ships, operas on Helen of Troy. And here in the fall, they're going to kick things off with two operas celebrating the bicentennial of one of France's greatest composers, Charles Gounod, and his birth 200 years ago. The first of those operas is next week, the U.S. premiere of Gounod's grand opera, The Queen of Sheba, in a one-night-only performance at Jordan Hall. Tonight, in anticipation of that opening night concert, we've been enjoying the closing opera of Odyssey's 2017-2018 season of Joan of Arc-inspired operas with Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco. In Act Two, as Joan is being celebrated for her defeat of the English, as Charles is being crowned King of France, her father appears, denouncing Joan as a heretic, in league with the devil, he claims, persuading the villagers that moments ago were celebrating her to turn against Joan of Arc. Despite pleas from Charles, who has professed his love for Joan, to defend herself against the slander, she refuses and slowly heads towards her infamous fate. Soprano Haren Hong is Joan of Arc this evening, with tenor Mark Heller as Carlo VII, King of France. Baritone Daniel Sutton is Joan's father, Giacomo. And Gil Rose leads Odyssey Opera's orchestra and chorus in Act Two of Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco, in performance at the Huntington Avenue Theater in Boston, and here on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. tutta la fibra del tergo e nel signor crociato or fulmine di vento. Lode, lode a lui sia che ha disegnato di sua vendetta trice.
Thank you. vita, ai candici divini, quale assistea con lei. Nel luogo santo, terra infuse. Ma il corteggio vivo esce, e nella e precede. Alla trata anima, o come tutto, rispana il volto.
Donzella, in vano cerchi al meritato omaggio del tuo re, del tuo popolo sottrarmi. Vita plaudito, gente, sorger monumenti patri nostri, e imiterem l'esempio, viva donzella, avrei, dopo in tempio.
Thank you.
fian credenti. Di l'alma dei parenti non sacrificassi tu.
Despite her victories on the battlefield, Joan of Arc is denounced as a false prophet in cahoots with the devil by none other than her father, as the second act of Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco concludes here on WCRB In Concert with Odyssey Opera. I'm Chris Voss. Don't forget to check out our website, classicalwcrb.org, for information on upcoming WCRB In Concert broadcasts, as well as on Odyssey Opera's upcoming 2018-2019 season, which kicks off this coming Saturday at NEC's Jordan Hall with the U.S. premiere of Gounod's The Queen of Sheba. Again, tickets and more information at the in-concert page at classicalwcrb.org. The final act of Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco brings the death of our heroine, but not as you might expect. In a deviation from the real-life story, Joan of Arc and Giovanna d'Arco is spared burning at the stake and instead rides off for one last battle against the British, ensuring France's liberation, but also dying in that battle and ascending to heaven amid an angelic chorus as the king professes his love for Joan and her father rescinds his damnation of her. Heron Hong is our Joan of Arc this evening with tenor Mark Heller as Carlo VII, King of France, and baritone Daniel Sutton as Joan's father, Giacomo. Gil Rose conducting Odyssey Opera in the conclusion of Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco.
Si Eva io guarda me. perdonem, Padre, piatto.
Sei tu, mia vera,
ancora l'anglo pugnar s'attenta. Silenzio! Ripreso gemito!
Joan of Arc ascends to heaven and salvation, having died in battle to defeat the English and gain independence for her nation. A deviation from the true events, but to an Italian audience battling for their own independence in 1845, an immensely powerful conclusion. As it was tonight in performance at Huntington Avenue Theater in Boston with Odyssey Opera, soprano Haren Hong as Joan of Arc this evening, with tenor Mark Heller as Carlo VII, King of France, baritone Daniel Sutton as Joan's father, Giacomo, Christopher Carbon as Talbot, Jeffrey Ayres Fisher as Delisle, and Gil Rose conducting the Odyssey Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Thank you for tuning in to WCRB in Concert this evening. A reminder, you can find the full broadcast schedule of upcoming WCRB in Concert broadcasts at our website, classicalwcrb.org. There you will also find links to Odyssey Opera's upcoming season, which opens on Saturday at NEC's Jordan Hall with the U.S. premiere of Gounod's Queen of Sheba. Odyssey Opera is putting on a two-part season, the first half celebrating the bicentennial of Gounod, and the second part of the season celebrating the face that launched 1,000 ships, stories and operas on Helen of Troy. Again, find out more about that at our website, classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast was written and produced by me, Chris Voss, and mixed, edited, and recorded by audio producer Antonio Oliart Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to Gil Rose and the entire staff of Odyssey Opera for their help in making this broadcast possible. And again, thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.